Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Learn Phrasal Verbs with Stories, by Fluency Companion is an English learning book aimed at intermediate learners, commonly described at the B1 to B2 level. It focuses on one of the hardest barriers between classroom English and real everyday speech phrasal verbs. Instead of presenting long lists to memorize, the book teaches phrasal verbs through context using a collection of stories, short articles, and dialogues. Across these readings, learners encounter a large set of high-frequency phrasal verbs that commonly appear in movies, casual conversations, and informal writing. The practical purpose is to help learners recognize these expressions quickly, understand them naturally from surrounding context, and begin using them with more confidence. The content is also framed around a range of topics connected to English culture and history, giving learners something meaningful to read while they practice vocabulary in real usage. Overall, it is positioned as a fluency-building resource for learners whose grammar is solid, but whose listening and everyday comprehension still feels incomplete. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, context-first learning through stories and dialogues. A defining feature of the book is its commitment to teaching phrasal verbs through context rather than through isolated definitions. Phrasal verbs are often misunderstood because their meaning can change depending on situation, tone, and the object that follows. By embedding them inside stories, short articles, and dialogues, the book lets learners infer meaning from what is happening, who is speaking, and what outcome follows. This mirrors how native speakers learn and use these expressions and helps reduce the frustration learners feel when a familiar verb suddenly seems to mean something new. Context-based learning also improves retention because the learner remembers an expression as part of a memorable situation rather than as a flashcard item. Dialogues add another advantage. They show phrasal verbs as social language, used to negotiate, explain, react, and make plans in everyday conversation. For an intermediate learner, this approach supports both passive recognition and active production. The goal is not only to know what a phrasal verb means, but to see how it fits naturally into a sentence and when a speaker would actually choose it. Secondly, coverage of high-frequency phrasal verbs for everyday fluency. The book emphasizes common phrasal verbs used in everyday English, rather than rare or overly specialized expressions. This focus matters because learners often reach a plateau where their vocabulary is large, but comprehension still breaks down in informal settings such as films, social conversations, or workplace small talk. In these environments, native speakers frequently choose short phrasal verbs instead of longer formal alternatives. By prioritizing high-frequency items, the book aims to deliver practical returns learners can immediately notice the expressions in real content and start understanding more without needing advanced grammar study. Another benefit of this frequency-driven approach is confidence. When learners repeatedly meet the same phrasal verbs across different contexts, they begin to recognize patterns and build intuition about usage. That intuition is essential because many phrasal verbs have multiple meanings or overlap with synonyms that differ in tone. A curated, common set also reduces overwhelm. Instead of confronting the full universe of phrasal verbs, learners work on a manageable, relevant core that aligns with the way English is typically spoken. Thirdly, bridging the gap between textbook English and natural speech. A central promise of the book is to address the moment many intermediate learners experience grammar is no longer the main problem, but real conversations still feel surprisingly hard to follow. Phrasal verbs are a major contributor to this gap because they are frequent, idiomatic, and often used in fast speech. Traditional courses may treat them as optional or as an advanced add-on, which leaves learners with a formality bias. They can express ideas accurately, but their English sounds stiff, and they struggle to decode informal phrasing from native speakers. By giving phrasal verbs focused attention, the book positions them as a core tool for comprehension and fluency rather than decorative vocabulary. The story and dialogue format supports this bridge by showing natural sentence rhythm, typical conversational choices, and the kinds of situations where speakers prefer phrasal verbs. As learners absorb these patterns, they can start replacing overly formal constructions with more natural ones, improving both listening comprehension and speaking style. The result is not just more vocabulary, but a shift toward everyday English that feels more immediate and usable. Fourthly, topic-based readings that add cultural and historical interest beyond vocabulary practice. The book uses a range of topics connected to English culture and history as the setting for its readings. This design choice supports learning in two ways. First, it makes the input more engaging than generic example sentences. Interest and curiosity keep learners reading, and sustained reading is what creates repeated exposure to vocabulary. Second, it gives learners a broader knowledge context that can make language feel more meaningful and easier to recall. When a phrasal verb is associated with a particular narrative, theme, or discussion, it becomes anchored to a mental image rather than floating as an abstract definition. Topic-based organization can also help learners structure their study instead of jumping randomly between unrelated items. They work through coherent sets of readings that share a theme. That coherence supports inference because learners can use what they already understand about the topic to guess unfamiliar phrases. Importantly, the cultural and historical framing is not positioned as academic scholarship, but as a practical way to provide varied and realistic contexts in which everyday English expressions can appear naturally. Lastly, designed for intermediate learners who need practical output confidence, the book is presented for learners at the intermediate stage, often described as B1 to B2, who already have a foundation, but want to sound more natural and understand casual speech more easily. At this level, the main challenge is not learning basic structures, but developing automaticity and confidence in real-time communication. Phrasal verbs are particularly relevant because learners may avoid them, even when they understand them, due to fear of using the wrong meaning or sounding unnatural. A story-based approach helps reduce that anxiety by showing repeated, believable examples of how expressions function. It also supports self-study because learners can read at their own pace and revisit sections until the vocabulary feels familiar. The dialogues are especially useful for building speaking readiness, since they model how phrasal verbs appear in everyday interactions, not only in explanatory prose. For the intended reader, the practical outcome is greater comfort with the kind of English used outside the classroom. The book thereby functions as a targeted fluency builder for learners who want vocabulary that immediately improves comprehension and conversational naturalness. In conclusion, Learn Phrasal Verbs with Stories is best suited to intermediate English learners who feel stuck between knowing the rules and understanding real-life English. If you can handle grammar exercises but still miss meaning in movies, podcasts, or casual conversations, a focused resource on phrasal verbs can produce noticeable gains. The main benefit of this book is its context-driven method. Learners repeatedly meet common phrasal verbs inside stories, short articles, and dialogues, which supports long-term retention and more natural usage. It also encourages a healthier learning mindset by shifting attention away from memorizing lists and toward understanding how meaning emerges in real situations. In practical terms, this helps with both recognition and production, because learners see how phrasal verbs fit into sentence patterns and social interactions. Compared with many vocabulary or phrasal verb references that rely on definitions and disconnected examples, this book stands out by making reading itself the learning engine. The added use of varied topics connected to culture and history gives learners a reason to keep going and provides richer context for interpretation. As a result, it functions as a fluency-oriented companion for learners who want everyday English that sounds and feels more native-like. If you would like to support Fluency Companion, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.